This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Ticket Update Desk, I'm Ryan Woolley. For more, go to 971theticket.com.
Well played.
Now, can I tell you something for a minute?
Sure.
I was listening to your conversation before I walked over with Don over here. And yeah. And calm behind the glass. So this actually happened to me last summer in the WWJ newsroom. So somebody I work with on a daily basis, was giving a tour to a bunch of Cub Scout troops that come through here a lot.
Yeah.
And they introduced me as, yeah, this is Russ McNamara. He does sports here at WWJ. So I paused.
I'm thinking it's going to be, this is Brian Woolley.
Yeah.
So I paused and I'm like, I took me off guard. I'm like, wait. Did she just say Russ? So I waited about a half a second, or whatever, and I'm waiting for her to correct herself. She's like, no, this is, you know, Russ.
Yeah.
And I'm like, actually, I'm Ryan Woolley. It's nice to meet you. She goes, oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
So I didn't wait as long as Kang or Khan.
Was it an on-air person?
Yes.
Who?
I don't want to give her name. She felt so bad afterwards. She came up the next day. She's like, I am so sorry. And I get it. Russ and Ryan, two, you know, start with an R, four letters, whatever. But it wasn't just Russ or Ryan.
And that's it, by the way.
It was the full name. Russ.
That's all you got. There's no more comparison.
Like Bruce Allen, the president of the Redskins, calling Kirk Cousins Kurt.
Right.
Is kind of understandable.
Exactly.
Russ and Ryan, not so much.
No. We don't look alike.
Scott and Don.
Not even close.
Somebody thinks the show is called Carson Anderson, like it's one person.
Wow.
Carson Anderson. It's Karsh, and it may fall on me, Karsh and Anderson.
Yep.
But those are kind of understandable. Russ and Ryan, not so much.
No, two different people.
And plus, you got the last name. I mean, that's,
right.
Thank you, Russ. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. We go to Nick on a cell. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing great.
So I got the butcher in the name thing. I was on a service call doing some AC work for a lady, and I said my name. My name's Nick, and she called me Dick the rest of the call, the whole call. I just didn't even correct her.
That's fantastic.
It was pretty awful, though.
That is just fantastic.
Wow.
I wanted to correct her and be like, no, it's Richard. Come on.
Oh, boy.
Love it. Just love it.
Mm. You just let all it right, go. Then. You didn't buy it. It's Nick, like Nicholas, you know.
Yeah, no, I didn't even try to correct her. She was an older lady, but I just went with it. I was like, okay, whatever.
Just go with it.
248-539-9797. Isaac in Royal Oak. Hello, Isaac.
So I just started a new job at a bank, and the manager that had hired me over three meetings and I had met multiple times and spent hours with used to do these conference calls at the end of each day to go over, like, sales numbers and what we needed to improve on, and she would give props out to people. And I had not met 90% of the people on this call, and my name is spelled with one S, so it's I-S-A-C, and she said, Isaac Bush. literally, before I was a legend before I met all these people. So I've worked here for 8 years. I haven't seen some of these people in a long time, and I ran into somebody in Cincinnati, and they said, what's up, Isaac.
That is great.
So I told her, and I corrected her, and she did it multiple times. Every time she wrote the name, it was Isaac. So I, like, literally cannot escape this. I mean, that's how Siri says my name. It's spelled that way. I've thought about misspelling my own name so that Siri doesn't mock me.
Oh,
you could
God.
Go with, it's Mr. Bush.
Well, thank you for the call, Isaac.
Isaac.
Wow. Yebby, that's when you kind of, after a while, you kind of like, I'm going to own this and I'm going to love it. That's right. I'm Isaac.
Show up with a sack lunch every day.
248-539-9797 for the Carson Anderson inbox. I called the high low driver Bill for 6 months. His name is Jeff.
His name is Jeff. don't know why the name Jeff always makes me laugh.
I introduced myself to a guy as Patrick.
It makes no sense.
I introduced myself to a guy as Patrick.
Oh, hey, Patrick.
He said he thought I said Badger. For the next 6 months, he called me Badger.
What's your name? Ah, my name's Patrick. Hey, Badger. No, no. It's Patrick. You don't like a saint.
If he thought his name was Badger, he didn't one time ask him why his name is Badger.
Right, right. Like, just like, this is like awesome. Yeah. His name is Badger.
Badger. Okay. Let's go with it.
How do you not like do a double? What? What's that?
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Did you just say Badger?
Like Badger's like Mike or something. Right. Like, oh, yeah. Badger. Another one, huh?
No, it's Patrick. You sure it's not Badger?
Then if you heard somebody else, hey, Badger, did you hear that guy called you Patrick?
I mean, Badger's a pretty badass name. I don't think I'd want to change it. I want to correct it. Like, my name's Patrick. Hey, Badger. Yes, yes, Badger. Yes. What can I do for you today, sir? Badger, reporting for duty. Yes. You want me to clear out your inbox, sir? I'm happy to do it. Yeah, they go. You know what they say? Busy Badger. That's me. Badger, what a badass name that would be.
Get Badger in my office.
Right. Badger! Where are those TPS reports, Badger? You know what I do with your TPS reports? I stuck where the sun don't shine. Okay, sorry, Badger. I'm sorry. My bad, Badger. My bad. My bad. Badger's kind of hot.
I love you, Badger.
Linnea Kukua on line three for Badger. Linnea Kukua on line three for Badger. Badger, that's awesome. Boss is signing checks. I'm Badger, I'm sorry. I don't have your check. You know what? For the first 2 weeks, I don't mind working for free. You call me Badger. But the next check, just so you know, it's Nicholas.
Patrick.
Patrick. Sorry, Patrick.
It's all right.
Badger.
Badger.
Why do they call you Badger? You don't appear to be hairy or toothsome.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Steve in Dearborn. You're next. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. Hey. So years ago, I was an intern with Jamie Samuelson.
Oh, cool.
And my first day, he calls me Sean. And he feels bad about it. And he goes on the air and has kind of a similar topic about calling people the wrong name. And he felt bad, you know, my first day, college kid. And one of my high school buddies decides to call in and tells him, don't worry about it. You should just call him by his high school nickname, which is Shaba. So they somehow hear that incorrectly as well and start calling me Shovel. And the entire time
Shovel?
Of my internship there, I was called Shovel.
Shovel, I like it.
Shovel, like the the garden tool.
Like the implement, yeah. Sure. Sure, okay, Shovel, I gotcha.
What you do to the driveway.
Yes.
Right, Shovel. Yeah.
That is awesome.
I don't even want to know how you got the nickname Shovel.
And I'm sure now, if Jamie probably doesn't know my real name, Terry Foster, any of the guys that I worked with back then, if they saw me, they would call me Shovel. They don't know my real
That's
name.
Awesome.
That is classic. When he comes back from vacation, actually, I'll be on vacation. When I see him next month, we'll ask him about it.
Does anybody still call you Shovel?
Occasionally as a joke, you know, if something sports related or whatever. Like the guy that called in the station that caused that issue, I still hang out with him, so he'll mention it every now and then.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you get a nickname. That's a great way to get a nickname, too. Misheard name yeah. twice, and then the butchered nickname, and now you're Shovel.
Now you're Shovel.
Yeah.
Own it.
Yeah, you got to own it.
I'm fine with it. It's not bad. It could be worse.
It could be worse. Shovel's not bad. It's not as badass as Badger, but
no,
it's not. Shovel's not bad. Thanks, yeah. Steve. 248-539-9797. From the Carson Anderson inbox, my name is Colin, and people always mix my name up with Tom. I don't know if it is the way I say it or what, but it's confusing as all hell. Most of the time, it's when I'm ordering something in a loud place, so I usually just roll with it. So he's saying multiple people think he says Tom when he says his own name, Colin.
That would be hard, man. If you're at a restaurant, you put your name in, they're like, Tom, table for two. And you've been waiting for like 45 minutes. Like, how much longer? Colin? They're like, oh, I'm who? We don't have Colin on the list. Oh, I put it in like 45 minutes ago. Hmm. We had a Tom that didn't show up for the reservation. That's me!
248-539-9797. Yep, Bruce Allen, the president of the Washington Redskins, called his quarterback Kurt Cousins. It's Kirk. 97-1 the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.